Isaiah chapter 12, I just want to point out verse 2 again as we now sit around the table together. And I think this is a very appropriate verse for us at such a moment to declare this, to testify this, to comfort our hearts by repeating this. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. The first word is the word behold. And of course, whenever you get a behold, it is to be noted. We sometimes get distracted. We sometimes let our minds wander. And this little behold is always brought in now and again just to get us back to focus, just to make sure we're on track and don't miss this. So behold, don't be distracted. Don't be thinking about other things. Don't allow the devil to snatch away the word now, but behold. Now in this verse, among the many things that it says, it is particularly the pronoun that I want to draw your attention to, my. It occurs quite frequently. God is my salvation. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Do you see how the prophet here, or the believer here, or the saint of God here, is able to say my? It's good to be able to say my, to have that assurance, to have that confidence. And the prophet certainly has that confidence in this day of salvation, my. And this is a table that reminds us why we can say this. Why we can say he's my salvation, he's my strength, he's my song. Because at this table, which was instituted by the Lord Jesus, that night that he instituted it, he did so by saying certain things. And one of the things that he used was the pronoun my. He said, this is my body. This is my blood. He took the bread, he broke it, he said, this is my body. He took the cup, fruit of the vine in the cup, it was red. And he said, this is my blood, mine, mine. But that wasn't all that he said. He says, it's for you. It's yours. This is my body, broken for you. This is my blood, shed for you. So he didn't just say, it's mine, and I keep it, and I retain it, and I hold it precious for myself. He says, it's mine, but it's for you. He took the body for you. He took the blood for you. He was mangled for you in his body, and his blood was shed for you. And he also said, take. Take. So he didn't just say, this is mine, it's broken for you. He says, take. Take my broken body. Take my shed blood. Make them yours. They're mine, but they're for you. You take them and make them yours. And that's why at this table where he said that, we can say, behold, God is my salvation. He gives himself to us. He offers himself to us. He says, take, and we take him by faith. And we begin to say, behold, God is my salvation. He is my strength. He is my song, and he has become my salvation. Four times. You'll notice that it begins and ends on the same note. Behold, God is my salvation. And at the end he says, and is become my salvation. It enfolds and encloses all. It begins with salvation. It's the first thing. Before he becomes our strength, he has to be our salvation. Before he can ever be our song, he has to be our salvation. He's our salvation first and foremost. That's where we begin. When we come to him, we have no strength. He died for us when we were yet without strength. When we come to him, we have no song. We have no joy. We're just poor, miserable sinners. But we come to him, we take him as our Savior, and he becomes God, my salvation. Why does it say then at the end, and has become my salvation? Why is it repeated? Because salvation, it all begins in salvation and it all ends in salvation. There's a sense in which you were saved. There's a sense in which you're being saved. And there's a sense in which you shall be saved at the last day. The words that theologians give for that is justification, saved, sanctification, being saved, being made holy, glorification, the final day of redemption, the full salvation, utterly and completely saved and entering into all that God has for you in Jesus Christ. It begins and it ends. And this is the whole story from the beginning to the end. He's my salvation. We're saved by grace. We're brought to heaven by grace. By the broken body, by the shed blood, behold, God is my salvation and is become my salvation. We're redeemed, but we also have to look up and wait for the day of redemption. So it begins and ends in the same word. But not only is he our salvation, brethren and sisters, he's also our strength. You have to trust him. Don't be afraid, it says, verse 2. He's my salvation. That's where it begins. And I'll trust him. Keep trusting Jesus. Keep believing in Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't have these fears. Trust in him as your Savior. What is there to be afraid of anyway? Oh, the devil. And my sins rising up again. And the flesh rising up again. And the world getting powerful again and overcoming me. Trust. Don't be afraid. He's my strength. Jesus is our strength. How do we get grace? How do we continue on? He's our strength. He's the one who helps us. He doesn't just save us and leave us, but he's present to help us. We can trust him to be our strength in our weakness, in our feebleness, in our shortcomings. Isn't that what you need? Strength? Aren't there those things in life that you wonder how you can cope with them? You wonder, maybe you wake up in the morning and such is the burden of life upon you, you say, how can I even get through this day? He is my strength. He gives us the grace sufficient. He's my strength. But he's also my song. Isn't that wonderful? He's become my song. That means there's joy in Christ. Whenever you sing, you're joyful. And whenever you're singing about the Lord, it means you're joyful about the Lord. It means you're glad. He makes me glad. He's my song. I sing about him. He's the one who refreshes my spirit. He's the one that I sing about in the dark times and in the bad times. And in the times of trial and tribulation, he's my song and has become my salvation. And all of that because of the broken body and the shed blood. So be comforted, child of God. Don't be afraid. Don't be having doubts and fears. Have assurance. You have a Savior. And trust in him. Keep looking to him. And keep drawing with joy. Isn't it a delight to draw from the wells of salvation? Isn't it a delight to hear the word of God and to draw from the wells of Holy Scripture? It's a delight to bring Christ out of the scripture and to see him and to handle him and to drink him and to have communion with him. This table's a delight. It's a joy. So let us around it draw from the wells of salvation as we commune in the body and blood of Jesus Christ.